Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I don't like icebreakers. I'm talking about like icebreakers to get to know people. My job, actually, not just my job now, a lot of jobs I've had over the years have been obsessed with fucking icebreakers as a means to get to know each other. And well, there's a couple problems I have with icebreakers. Number one, they're just fucking stupid. I mean, let's just get that out of the way right away. They're dumb as fuck. Number two, the shit that you talk about in icebreakers doesn't help you get to know anybody. Like, knowing if somebody likes blue or enjoys building sandcastles doesn't tell me anything about them. It just tells me something that they like. I like milkshakes. That doesn't really tell you anything about me, just that I like ice cream. You know what I mean? To really know somebody, you gotta, like, actually talk to them. Icebreakers don't accomplish any of that shit. Sometimes at my new job, they do, like, icebreaker games even, like, after you know people. They'll take a group of people that you already know, and you'll be in a fucking room together, and they'll have to do, like, icebreaker games, like, just goofy fucking games, and I want no part of that shit. I don't enjoy it. I don't think anything legitimate comes of it, and I don't really think they're fun or interesting in any way, shape, or form. So I'm always like, you know what? If I gotta be a part of this, I'm gonna dick around and be an asshole and at least entertain me. I learned that trick back in college when I was an RA. The worst fucking job on earth was being an RA, and I used to just do subversive, dumb bullshit all the time because I had no other way to act out. Toddlers do that too, and I think I have a little bit of that toddler bitch streak in me. I was an RA for 3 semesters. 3 of the longest fucking semesters of my life. And in between, like, the first and second semesters, we're bringing on, like, new staff members. So, of course, we have a big fucking lame-ass meeting, and we're all together in a room, and we're playing stupid fucking icebreaker games, and it was one of these ones where, like, somebody starts, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Tim, and I like castles." And then the next person had to be like, "Hi, I'm Paul, and I like cocks." And then he would be like, "And this is Tim, and he likes castles," and you have to go around the room. So, like, if you were third, you'd have to be like, "I'm Chris, and I hate icebreakers, and this is Paul, he likes cocks, and this is Tim, he likes castles," right? I mean, you get the gist of the game. It was dumb as shit. This is what I try to get accomplished. I take part, but I want to show everybody involved that I don't want to take part in a weird, passive-aggressive dick way. So when it came my turn to give a factoid about myself, I gave the most mundane douchebag one possible, and I said that I lived upstairs, which I did. The meeting was in the fucking first floor. I lived on the second. So I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Chris. I live upstairs." Fuck you, nerds. I don't think the boss liked it. And some people chuckle like, "Ah, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. Shut the fuck up." And my current job, we had to do this icebreaker recently, and it was like, "Chris Johnson, if you were a bagel, what kind of bagel would you be?" People are answering, like, "Everything, because I like a lot of stuff, and, you know, jelly, because I like jelly, just, you know, I'm sweet, I get it, that's good stuff." So I said, "You know what kind of bagel I would be? I would be a wheat bagel, because nobody wants those, and I want you to leave me the fuck alone. That's what I fucking want." There's another one too, like celebrity crush. Like, what's your celebrity crush? I don't get celebrity crushes. I don't understand celebrity crushes. I've never had a celebrity crush ever. I think a fucking actress or an actor is attractive. I mean, that's it, right? That's the fucking basis of a celebrity crush. I don't understand that. I don't really get, like, crushes on people in my day-to-day life that might be attainable. I don't fucking date anybody. I don't like fantasize about that shit. So, like, I don't watch a movie and be like, "Oh man, look at her. She's pretty. Oh, I'm not fucking 12, and the internet's been around forever." I mean, if you want to see a pair of tits or some stray balls, you can. So I've never had a fucking celebrity crush ever. I'm like, I don't even think they believe me. They're like, "Ooh, Chris, who's your celebrity crush?" Like, I don't fucking have a celebrity crush. I'm not interested in anybody but me, goddammit. I think I said some version of that. I don't get it. I'm never going to see these people. I'm never going to meet these people. And if I did meet them, I probably wouldn't want to talk to them. What am I going to talk to somebody about? "Hey, I've seen your movies." Like, so what? Everybody's seen their fucking movies. I don't get, like, obsessions with people. I don't get obsessions with random people I've never fucking met. I have attachment problems. So, like, when I'm married and when I'm, like, dating somebody, if I ever fucking get to that point, but, like, I really attach to those people. So then I have problems, like, getting the fuck away. I don't want to say that I cling, because I don't really know if that's the right term, if that's the right word, but I get really attached to the people I'm around. And I think it might be unhealthy. So, like, I try not to fucking attach. I got a side note. This just happened. I was watching the NBA playoffs or the hockey playoffs or whatever the fuck. I was watching both earlier, and I just left whatever station that was on. And America's Funniest Home Videos was playing. You remember that fucking show? It's still on the fucking air. Carlton hosted from The Fresh Prince. when you watch those lame videos, all the videos look like they're shot like on fucking camcorders. Like they have no new footage for America's Funniest Home Videos. How the fuck can that show operate today with fucking YouTube all over the place? People still watch America's Funniest Home Videos. It's incredible. And they got like a fucking live studio audience, and they're just, you could pay me fucking $100 to sit in that crowd. I wouldn't fucking do it. I'd rather jump in front of a speeding train, for Christ's sake. What a dumb fucking show. I don't know how people like that. I was a huge fan of America's Funniest Home Videos when I was like 7. How many times are you gonna see like a baby kick his dad in the dick or like a bulldog pull somebody's pants down before you're like, all right, good. Oh, look, there's a wedding and somebody just fell over and knocked the cake on the ground. Like, I get it. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. Every episode's on Podbean, website, or app. I'm on Apple Podcast. I'm on Google Play. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'm on the Facebook timeline. Well, I'm on Facebook, I guess is a better way to put it, so I don't sound like a fucking idiot. I'm on Facebook, and you can get the podcast there, too. I put it right in the timeline, you know, twice a week, bi-weekly. And I am on Instagram as well. Would you follow me on Instagram, please? I'm at maybe 5 minutes on Instagram.